Reservoir.
Mr. Chairman, John Lott here, Aquatic Resources Chief. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. On page 16, there's a finalization action sheet for the proposed change in the spearing rules for Pactola. Under the proposed change, largemouth and smallmouth bass spearing would be prohibited during the current season dates for spearing. Currently, they are allowed to be speared, as are all other game fish in Pactola, except for salmon and trout. The department recommendation on this would also be to not adopt the proposal. Really, when you look at it, what's been going on with Pactola and the bass population is the same thing that goes on with a lot of populations of fish in lakes. There are times in any lake where a particular species will do well. There are other times it may not. And with Pactola, the amount of angler harvest and harvest by spearers is not what is driving the population of bass in that lake. It's just for other reasons, potentially the introduction of northern pike or how some of the panfish species have responded, periods of high water yield, that type of thing. The population is not performing as it once did, but it's not a result of angler harvest or spearing, and removing a spearing as an option there for members of the public would be reducing opportunity.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Commissioner Phillips here. Could you tell us how many real cold water lakes South Dakota has?
Mr. Chair and Commissioner Phillips, I can't tell you exactly the number of cold water lakes, but of the ones we do, Pactola would be the characteristic one. If you wanted to talk about a cold water lake, it'd be Pactola. Okay. It actually has better cold water habitat than Deerfield does.
But Deerfield does have, okay, Deerfield, Pactola, Sheridan.
And some of those smaller impoundments as well in the hills.
Certainly, yes.
Would be considered a cold water lakes or habitat.
But they're quite rare across the rest of the state.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I follow up, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Bass do well in warm water lakes or cold water lakes?
That depends on if they're largemouth or smallmouth. Largemouth typically do very well in nutrient-rich warm water lakes. There are places where both a largemouth and smallmouth do well. An example of that in cold water, that would be the Boundary Waters in Minnesota as an example. But even those populations, there's a lot of change over time with ups and downs in the populations.
So they can be managed as cold water fish in some cases, but usually they're warm water species.
Smallmouth bass more so than largemouth bass. And a lake like a Sheridan Lake, I remember Mr. Adele mentioned how well they do in Sheridan, where it's not open to spearing for bass. But that's really Sheridan is much more typical bass habitat than Pactola would be.
Thank you.
Mr. Beese.
Commissioner Travis Beese, is there any data on how many people are actually spearfishing in Pactola?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Beese, I don't have the exact number, but if I remember from the petition process at the May meeting and the proposal that resulted from that, it was a very low percentage, I think, in the single digits, according to the last angler survey that we did.
Any other questions, comments? We'll need a motion one way or the other.
Mr. Chairman, I move to reject.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, so let's go to 13, archery deer season.